Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. Vinny and Haney's Notes from the North.
We do it every Tuesday. We bounce around the AFC North. It's Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. All of our guests are brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline. Let's start in Pittsburgh with the first place Steelers from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's welcome back to the show Ray Fittipaldo. And Ray, nice win by the Steelers. Officiating, it has been a talking point, as you would imagine, here in Baltimore. But we get a lot of people want John Harbaugh fired, and have been for years, even when they go to championship games. Yeah. What's the fan response to Mike Tomlin here, who's never had a losing record, but have some Steelers fans grow tired of whatever his air quotes act may be?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the game before he went on and helped the Steelers beat the Ravens, there were fire Tomlin chants when they got their doors blown off by the Buffalo Bills at home. I mean, that was only 7 days earlier. So, I mean, this game against the Ravens certainly takes some pressure off Tomlin going into this Monday night game against the Dolphins. That could have been a bad situation if the Steelers had lost 6 of 8 going into that game, with the fans and all that. So, I mean, in the end, guys, it's all going to depend on whether this team gets to the playoffs. And as you know, right now they're in the driver's seat. I think their chances of making the playoffs are right around 67%, while the Ravens are hovering around 30%. So as long as the Steelers keep winning, they're going to be in the playoffs, and all this talk about Tomlin is going to go by the wayside.
Ray, what's the concern level of the run defense in Pittsburgh, especially the last 2 weeks, and then you got A-Chain, in Miami coming in on Monday night?
And then you got Gibbs in the Lions the week after, so it could be disastrous for that run defense. I mean, they've given up almost 500 yards in the last two games. I mean, it's really bad right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. It just felt different when the Ravens beat them in the playoffs. It felt like they were physically dominated in that game. I thought they made Henry earn his yards. He only had 3.8 per carry. Henry didn't dominate him the way they did in the playoff game. So it felt a little bit different for me. But listen, in the end, when you look at the stats, 17-34. You're not going to win many football games when you get outrushed like that, but the Steelers found a way to do it on Sunday.
Now, Ray, what are the odds that Aaron Rodgers can stack some games like he did against the Ravens?
Well, he did like the fact that Adam Thielen and Marquez Valdez-Scantling were in the lineup for the first time. He mentioned their professionalism, and he just thought their presence on the field, being on the details, knowing their assignments was really big for that offense. And, you know, he threw for a season-high 284 yards, so I'm not going to discount what Aaron said. No, that's not good news for a young guy like Roman Wilson or a guy like Calvin Austin, who were the number two and number three receivers previously. But, you know, Aaron liked what he saw out of those guys on Sunday, and, you know, we'll see if they can keep it going. I was really surprised that the Ravens played the Steelers the way they did. The Steelers have seen two deep safety looks all season, and just talking to Aaron and DK Metcalf after the game, they were shocked that DK wasn't single coverage as much as he was on Sunday.
Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, we appreciate the time as always. If we don't talk to you before then, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and your family.
Same to you guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Ray.
There's Ray Fittipaldo talking about the first place Pittsburgh Steelers. Now let's go to Cincinnati, WKRC. Let's welcome back to the show, Video at 81.05, the Fan, Richard Skinner. And Richard, we appreciate the time as always. And it looked like Cincinnati was about to stun the Bills yet again. Did not happen. What was the deflation level in the locker room in the aftermath of that tough loss?
Yeah, it was not as much in the locker room as it was just hearing from Joe Burrow, who is just the ultimate competitive guy, and he still is to a degree. But when he talked after the game about the way the season has unfolded, the way that game unfolded and where it's kind of put them, he just simply said, well, that's the way the cookie crumbles. He said it twice. And it was almost like he's resigned himself to the fact that, you know, I can't even lift us out of the abyss. And I think that's a tough spot to be. Obviously, mathematically, they still have a chance. Realistically, they don't. And I think that realization hit Joe Burrow hardest of all, perhaps.
Now, the odds on Higgins playing Sunday is what?
I can't imagine it's very high. I mean, he didn't play the game before last because of the concussion, because he was in protocol. He didn't completely clear protocol until the Friday walkthrough before this game. And then I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, the first, he landed twice hard on his head. The first one was on a sideline juggling catch, and he landed the back of his head hard, almost like he did in New England. And I thought for all the world when he went in the blue medical tent, we won't see him again. And we did. There's obviously been some, you know, kind of an investigation behind that. The independent neurologist cleared him twice. It's not a Bengals decision. It's a league decision. So you can't pin the blame on the Bengals, but man, I don't know how in the heck he went back in there. Maybe he fooled them. But yeah, to your point, I just don't see him being able to play this weekend.
Now, Richard, are you seeing an improvement from the defense?
Sure. Incrementally. They've had their moments. I mean, I'll be honest, that was kind of the story going into this game. The first three games after the bye, the defense itself gave up 20 points, 19 points, and 14 points. Now, there were some defensive touchdowns scored in there that go against their numbers. They've been better against the run. They've been more physical against the run. They were missing less tackles. And then came Sunday where they couldn't tackle, and they can't cover tight ends, and that's a real issue. I mean, they're the worst in the league at covering tight ends. And I asked Zach Taylor in his press conference yesterday, you know, what can be done to fix this? And it wasn't really a great definitive answer. I think some of it lies with the fact you have two rookie linebackers who still run around a lot of times like chickens with their heads chopped off and get sometimes too much depth, sometimes not enough depth. And then the safeties behind them, I mean, those are the guys, the safeties and linebackers cover tight ends. The safeties, Geno Stone and Jordan Battle, aren't very good. And I think that kind of adds to the mix of why tight ends have really owned the Bengals this season. Tight ends and checkdowns of running backs have just killed this defense.
Richard Skinner, WKRC Cincinnati. Richard, real quick, Ravens are 2.5-point favorites. Do the Bengals need any bulletin board stuff where it's a division game? And they are like, what, 2 weeks away from pulling the Ravens' pants down and spanking that hiney on
yeah,
Thanksgiving night?
I just the way the Ravens are playing right now is mystifying. I'm sure it is to you guys too. And you know, Lamar just doesn't look right. I you know, the Bengals played really well against Buffalo. I think they're going to continue that trend of playing well to close out the season. I think it's going to be too little too late, but I think they get the job done this weekend.
Richard Skinner, WKRC Cincinnati. Richard, appreciate the time. If we don't talk to you, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family.
Same to you guys. Take care.
There's Richard Skinner, everybody. Bengals host the Ravens coming up Sunday. Now let's go to Cleveland. Talk about the Browns from the Akron Beacon Journal. Let's welcome back to the program Chris Easterling. And Chris, I'm going to ask the question. I'm sure Kevin Stefanski's, well, he has already answered it 1,000 times. What the hell were they thinking on the 2-point conversion after Shedora drove them down there, put them within 2 points there?
We're not quite sure what the play was. You ask a different person, you get a different answer. But, you know, that had worked for them before. They've run, you know, Quinshon out of that direct snap, quad cat, whatever you want to call it, formation. And they'd been highly effective for it. So I think, you know, they had missed on the first one. So, you know, that was play two on their list of 2-point plays, and they were going to run it, and they Browns it up. I mean, I guess the best way to say it is they did what the Browns do in those situations. They tripped over themselves.
Hey, Chris, what happened to the run defense? Pollard ran all over them.
Well, I wonder. Part of it was they thought, one credit to the Titans, they stuck to a game plan that they weren't going to let Myles Garrett and that defensive line, you know, wreck their rookie quarterback. And it was mystifying, because this is a team that, I mean, you guys saw in Baltimore, you know, they did a good job on Derrick Henry. I know he had both games, really. I know he had, his numbers were decent the second time around, but, I mean, they typically do a decent job on Derrick Henry. It was baffling. It was almost like they were so committed to rushing the passer, making life miserable for Cam Ward, that they forgot that, you know, they've got this, you know, Tony Pollard's a really good running back. He's had a really good career in the NFL, and he certainly exposed them, exposed the gaps that they opened up while trying to, you know, trying to.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To rush the passer.
Now, what's the fan base, the teammates, and everybody feel about Shedeur being named the starter for the rest of the time, too?
I think they're very excited. Definitely an excitement. Definitely, I would dare to say that these next four games are the impact they could have on the future of this franchise. I don't think can be understated, because or overstated, because if you can see out of Shedeur these next four games, against some quality opponents that, hey, we might have something here. We might really have, for once in nearly three decades, an answer at the quarterback position. Then it changes your whole offseason plan. You can go, you can attack other areas of weakness, put talent around them, and you suddenly jumpstart where you know where this team could be 26, 27, 28. If Shadur shows you what what I think you saw glimpses of against Tennessee.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, talking about the Browns. Chris, we appreciate your time. As we say, if we don't talk to you before Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you and the family. And good luck to the Browns, because the Ravens are done with them. They got their own problems going on around here.
Same to you guys.
There's Chris Easterling, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you, take a couple phone calls. News from the Nest coming up at noon. You can join us through that as well. Buy or sell. Where's the Turn It Up Tuesday money? And we'll talk winter meetings. Major League Baseball, Jacob Calvin-Meyer from the Baltimore Sun. Get some Oriole talk with him. Two free agent, big name, big ticket items have come they've signed new deals. One's staying put, the other one's found a new home.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.